This is one in a series of podcasts from the Hyatt Webb Conference in Austin, 2011.
So I'd like to introduce Lane Joplin, who has changed jobs since I last saw her. So she is now working at Neustar, based close to Washington, D.C., and is going to talk about the love story and marriage of your website and social media. Lane, it's all yours.
Thank you, Mark. Okay, so I wanted to clear the air about a few things first. I am not Kevin Prentice. He presented an hour ago. So if anyone wants to oogle and ogle over him, there he is. Next thing, go Cardinals. I got to get in my plug. Represent. And then I want to start out with a full disclosure. I, for 3 years, worked at the University of Advancing Technology in their marketing department. I worked as their interactive marketing strategist. After submitting my proposal to Hyatt Webb, the week that I found out that it was accepted, I had a fifth-round interview with Neustar. So I am no longer in higher ed, but this presentation is based on that for everyone here. So as an interactive marketing strategist, my job was pretty broad. I was an army of one, as many of us at this conference are. I did social media. I was the only one on our campus who oversaw social media. And I was in charge of doing anything that everyone else didn't want to do. So this is me. And I covered marketing, web and IT, customer service, and admissions. All of these are networked together. Our website supports admission, marketing supports the website with content, and of course, customer service bridges it all. Ideally, that's what's supposed to happen. I was the link to all of these. I had to sit in on admissions meetings, IT meetings, all of this. So in May of 2010, my supervisor came to me with a goal. And usually Alan's pretty far out there. He comes to me on Wednesday and would say, I need a full competitive analysis from our top eight competitors by Friday. So I knew this was going to be a little crazy. He said, I need you to create a more dynamic website by integrating social media. Essentially, he wanted me to create a marriage between both our social media and our website. Oh, and I had to keep the mission statement in there and somehow get it on the front page. So I had some questions for him. What's my budget? What can I change? Will there be support from my web team? And what's my time frame? Wonderful questions to ask. These were my answers. You have $0. You have zero support from the web team. You can change zero stuff. And you have 1 week. Yes. What am I going to do? I have to create this dynamic website with social media in a week. So my first thought was, we're going to Vegas. T-San's sending some cheap beer. And I'm marrying someone real quick. But we wanted this to last. So some quick background on UAT, and I forgot to grab something. So we are known for not quite thinking things through or proofing them. And this is a good example. This t-shirt was designed for a defense conference, for DEF CON, a hackers conference. At UAT, we teach Japanese and Chinese to our students, but yet we forget to have them proof our shirts. So this was supposed to say, search and destroy. It really says search broken. So some more background about UAT. Our IT people are great. If I ever needed anything, I could go to them and they would take care of it. The other side is, it's very proprietary. Our website was built in-house. Our CMS was built in-house. And when I first approached them about putting an iframe on our site, they said, we can't do that. We don't know who will ever change the content behind it. Someone might hack into it. We can't do this. Okay, so that's kind of setting the stage. So let's dive into this. So for a marriage, you need people. So here's our people for today. We have Webb Webster. We are going to say that he is Screech. He's your high school nerd. Or geek, or however you want to say. He's not very dynamic. He doesn't really know how to interact with people. He's just Screech. He might have the information, but he doesn't. It might not be the easiest to get out of him. This is our website. Thanks to EDU Checkup, Nick Denardis. He did a review of our site in 2009 upon request from me, and he so graciously gave us an F. Contact Nick. So some things that Nick said were very useful. They were things that I kept reiterating to our university. Okay, it's not accessible. If you were to disable JavaScript, you can't do anything on our website. So I took this back to the university and I said, he doesn't know what he's talking about. So nothing has changed. And then you have Social Cindy. She's Quinn Fabray. She's dynamic. She's the high school cheerleader. She knows everyone. She's where people go for information. So let's talk about social media. When you talk about social media and your higher ups at the university say, we want to be on social media, what do they typically say? You need to be on Facebook. All right, but as most of us know in this room, it's not all about Facebook. It's about Twitter, YouTube, Flickr, Zinch, Tumblr, Formspring. There's a ton of social media out there, and our students are on all of them. They might not be on all of them for your university, but they can run the gamut. So it's important to take each and every one of these into account when you're integrating them into your website. So we know in real life, Quinn and Screech are not going to get married. But with your website and social media, you can have a happy union that can last. So let's dive into this process. We are now in the dating phase. The website has finally decided to ask out your social media. Here's the first date. So at UAT, when my boss came to me last May, he didn't realize we had been secretly dating. We kind of kept it from the parents. So one of the first things I did at UAT was I went to our director of technology and I said, Ray Todd, I want a Facebook link somewhere on our site. He said, great, where do you want it? Admissions page, preferably. He said, fine, we'll put it in this little ad on the side. Does that have a laser pointer mark? Yeah. Right here. Okay, he did not tell me that it will only appear every 5 times someone hits the page. So you have a 1 in 5 chance of hitting that. But as you can also see, it wouldn't load earlier when we did this screenshot. I also put in the icons for each of our social media sites on our admissions page. So when prospective students hit this page, they could see where we were at quickly. So that was our first date. It went okay. We were lucky to get another date. But we made it into the class ring and letterman jacket phase, where you know everyone needs to know that you're dating. You have the boy's ring, you wear his jacket. So this time, I went out and I found some examples before going back to our director of technology. And I wanted to come prepared. I wanted to say, look what other schools are doing. We should do this. So I pulled up Abilene Christian University. I said, look, front page. They're right there. Went to SUNY New Paltz. They're right there, too. And then you can't see it at the bottom. Then I went to Oklahoma Christian, and they do have theirs in a little slide bar on the bottom that you can minimize and maximize. And it's there. It's not in your face, but it's there. I got a thumbs up. This was a very exciting moment for me. This was a big step forward, but there always is a but. I have never written a line of code. They told me if I wanted it there, I had to produce the code. I think I had several concussions in the past year, but. So I went, viewed some page sources, called some people at OC, called some people at New Paltz, and said, I need help. I need this. I reached out to Ann White. I reached out to Rachel Rubin on Twitter. I used my network to help build this one. So we got it. It was almost a year later, but it made it onto our page. The goal was to have it throughout all of the website, but we only made it on the front page. Small battles, though. We're getting there. So we put on there our Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Tumblr, Flickr, Zinch, and CapEx, to make sure that students saw where we were at. If they wanted to ask questions, they could go to these sites for us. So we end the class ring and letterman jacket phase. We're on good terms. We also end the dating phase, and we're into the engagement. But sometimes you need some pre-marriage counseling before you get married, and we knew this. And so there was a group of us that worked together, and we had to build an asset collection. We needed an asset library. We needed to know where online all of these assets were. Were our students on YouTube posting videos? Were they on other other Facebook pages that were not our universities? So we went out and we scoured. We set up all of our Google alerts. We followed a ton of pages on Facebook, and we found these assets. And then we utilized them once we had them. So we made it through counseling. We got the thumbs up to move forward with our marriage and engagement. And this is our mission. Our mission statement of our university is learn, experience, innovate. We needed to get this somehow involved in this project. Otherwise, we would not meet our goal. So this was our first try at moving in and engagement. But does anyone see any social media on this page? No. We kind of failed. The boyfriend only gave us the top drawer in the dresser. We made it below the fold, but we still made it. Humans versus Zombies was an event on campus that the students, was created by the students, for the students, and it was an experience event. So we took the story, we wrote the story, and we loaded it with our pictures onto Flickr and threw them into a slideshow and onto our page. And this is how our page hits ranked. I took the past 2 years and dropped them into this. As you can see, there was a spike here, and then it dropped. This spike here is where it was featured on our homepage. Let's see if we can go back real quick, and we'll get it in a second. Okay, so on our homepage, we had a big red square, and we wanted to utilize that square because we could put different pictures into it to promote things. So anytime we had a new story, we popped it up there, and we put experience more, and they clicked on that to get to this story. So the first spike is when it's featured on our page, and then it drops off as we take it off. But as you can see, it still went back up. The social media there from people sharing it on Flickr brought it back up. And you can still see that there's activity on the site the next year. So I'm gonna get a little bit technical just in case anyone wants to be able to go back right away and implement this, because this is something you can do on your website if you have access to your CMS. For me, I had access to our CMS, but our CMS only edited the middle 480 pixels. So I had 480 pixels to work with. So on Flickr, if you find your slideshow set that you want to do, you click the share, and then it'll give you an embed code. If you don't want to go that route and you just want to be able to pick up your ID, if you have your set ID, which is the red number here, you can drop that into this code, which I'll be more than willing to give you. Something to remember is if you have a set width in your CMS that you can edit, it's important to change that. So the default on this one is 500 pixels. I only have 480 before it really starts messing up my page. So we change that to 480, and then it's in an iframe that you can just plop into your CMS. So this is our website. This is the big middle square that we can edit. I was able to put pictures in. But this is all a flash image. So if we want to talk accessibility, we fail again. So here's our next try. We get a little bit of room in the bathroom at the boyfriend's now. So here we were able to drop in a Facebook like. And we are also able to embed a video from Vimeo. The 48-hour film challenge is something very dear to many of our students' heart. It crosses many of the disciplines at the university, from digital video to animation, to robots and robotics and embedded systems. And every year we perform well, so we want to feature this. This information is pretty pertinent. You see a little blip at the very beginning of the red line, right there. This page had been up for several years, and that blip was the most hits it ever got. So we feature it on our homepage from about here to here, and then it dies. And then it resurrects again. Because this was the most shared page from our university. So to embed the Vimeo video into it, you once again go to Vimeo, find the video that you want to share, click share, and it gives you an easy iframe to drop into it. Again, you can change the width and the height for your CMS in the area that you have. So we move on. We're doing good. We're moving in slowly but surely. We have a little bit of setback here. We only get one social media call on this page, and that's our Facebook like. Technology Forum is a conference that we hold every year. It's 3 to 5 days long, and we bring in industry speakers to present to our students, kind of like here, to say, this is what you can do in the industry. This is what you can do. This is what you need to do to make it. So we featured all of our speakers on the page. We got their bios. We put them up there. And we dropped in a Facebook like. Traffic took off. Once again, you see it there. The blue spike at the end is for this year's. They were able to pull it up again. So Facebook plugins are, you have several to choose from. And you can go to facebook.com/plugins to find all of those. Because of our limitations and how IT does not like to use other people's codes, we were only able to do the like button. But you have options like the send button, which is one that I really wanted to utilize, because now not only can you share it on Facebook, you can send it to someone in an email. You can send it to them in a Facebook message. It crosses everything. The send button, you need to have access to the core code of your website to be able to drop that into it. Facebook requires some extra code on your part. Because we don't like to use other parties' information, we're not allowed to do that. And one time we did have a little bit of an issue. Facebook came under attack, I think for, they had a DDoS attack or a DNS attack, and I got IT in my office going, guess what? We don't see your Facebook like because they came under attack. Our point was proven. Yeah, well, it's up most of the time. You have this one time in 1,000 that it's not up. Go back. We're going to continue to use it. And so this past spring, here's another example. We earned a grant. It was our first grant. We were so excited. We demolished a couple rooms. We built them again. Like button. And we showed the pictures in our Flickr embed this time were of the demolition and the rebuilding of this room. Not sure if you can see that, but we had 20 likes, and this was the most liked page that people clicked like, not the most shared, but the most liked page. So we had some more spikes. We took it off the homepage right around this spike here, but you can still continue to see it. Once we were able to start integrating these aspects of social media into the pages, the professors and the student ambassadors were more likely to share them with prospective students. So when they were on the phone with a student, they could say, hey, you know what? You want to see these pictures of the demolition in the new room? Here, go to this webpage on our website. We're no longer sending them off of our site to get these pictures. We're keeping them right where on our site where all of our other information is at. So our engagement ended. It's time to get married. The marriage is very important, because it was also important for me for us to be social in how we got our information. So we reached out to our students with all of these alerts that we have set up, that we set up at the beginning during our asset collection. We're now seeing what students are creating. We're empowering them to create things so that we can share them, so that they can get the recognition on our site. So this past spring, we initiated for the first time a student exchange program. In our short 28 years of existence, we were finally able to send someone overseas. A good friend of mine, Raul Garcia, was our first student that we sent. And he posted a video every week of something that he did overseas, something that he was learning at school. Again, you see we included our Facebook like, and we embedded his videos straight on the page. I'm really sorry that the lighting's like that. It looks a lot better on my screen, and I'll post the slides later for you guys to get so that you can see them. At the bottom, you can see it says, follow Raul's experience on YouTube. We link directly to his site. So for every week, every one of the 16 weeks that he was in London, he was posting a picture or a video. He was saying, this is what I'm learning. I'm learning about modeling in my 2D and 3D animation classes. I'm going to Chinatown with the friends that I'm meeting. So he was able to share his experience while he was away with all of our prospective students. Students that were even considering going overseas in an exchange program, they now get to see his experience from 3,000-4,000 miles away, wherever they're at. We also had a huge spike, and these couple other spikes here and here, I know they're very small, but those were when we were pushing our exchange program with other students on campus. We started talking about Raul's trip and promoting for the next semesters, and they start to spike again. And then we have Destination Geek. This page has been up for years. Destination Geek is our alternative spring break. We allow students to go out in the community. They go to Camelot Horsemanship, and they repair trails for them. They go to the Humane Society. Our students are able to take their technical skills out and help develop the programs that these nonprofits are in need of. This was a very cool project that we did in conjunction with our student activities and student life group. That week of Destination Geek, we also had Academic Palooza, where we do academic events on campus for the students to participate in to earn prizes like Xbox, a flip camera, and other things like that. So this big project, and we tried to, as much as we could, conceal it, that it was a big marketing push, because our students are very aware of when we're marketing to them, and if we're asking them to give us marketing collateral, they're not happy. It was just something, I don't know, it might be unique to us, but I'm not sure, and our students are very aware of it. So our marketing department puts out a challenge of UAT Uncut. We wanted to get what our students thought of the university without us being there. So our challenge to the students was create a video, 45 seconds to a minute long, without a cut. So you cannot go in and you cannot edit the video. It just has to be edited on the camera. And so a good friend of mine, Kenny, who I recommended for my job when I left, because he understood social media, he won. He went out and he grabbed 5 different videos from each of the events and submitted them to our UAT Uncut. What this did was it allowed us to create playlists in YouTube. So I went in and I put all of his videos into one playlist and called it Destination Geek. What you can do from there is you can embed the playlist onto the page, and then once one video is completed, the next one will automatically start. So you have 5 videos back to back as if they were one straight video. So again, you see our Facebook like and our YouTube playlist embed. This page has been up for 4 or 5 or plus years, and the only time it has ever registered any traffic was after we embedded these elements. So creating a YouTube playlist, you choose your videos, you add them to a playlist. Under your accounts, you select your playlist, select the playlist that you want to embed, click share, then embed, and you get the code. Unfortunately, this is where our marriage ended. Some marriages end in divorce, and that is how this one ended. When I was putting this presentation together over the past few weeks, it involved some research on my part to get my information that I needed. I've now been away from UAT since the middle of June, and I was lucky enough to still have some good friends there that could pull the data for me for our graphs. I wish I could give you the information from our social side of all of these and the traffic that we got from there. Unfortunately, they are not willing to share that with me at this time. I explained to them that this was for the conference, and they're like, we're sorry, we can't give that to you. I can tell you that when I was there, anytime we did a push for one of these pages to go up, our Facebook likes increased 10 to 15, well, I guess 10 to 20, depending on the story, each time. For a small university of 1,800 students, I was very pleased every time that happened. So our marriage ended in divorce when I left, and it has not been continued. So there are no new pages that are being created currently at UAT to push the social media for the web page integration. When you guys do this on your campus, it is very important to have a backup plan and to train other people in doing this, as you are moving forward so that this can continue if at any point you or another person on your team were to leave. I know that's very hard for some of us that are teams of one and armies of one to get other people to buy into it. But if you can create a couple pages that show the increase in traffic and the increase in your social media use, you can get more buy-in from the rest of the community. I'm sorry, the people in the front were supposed to tell me to slow down when I was talking really fast and they failed. So if you need to get a hold of me or have any questions, you can find me on Twitter or feel free to email me. And once again, go Cardinals. So are there any questions? I know Mark's going to ask you to come up to the microphone and ask. Or if you want to just yell them, I'll repeat them into the microphone if need be.
Okay.
Sorry, I did your job.
That's okay. All right, just...
So the biggest bang for your buck driving traffic. I think the most important part is going to have a call out to it somewhere. So whether you do an email push and say, hey, this is where it's at. But most importantly, I would say, depending on where your audience is, if they're mostly on Facebook, if you see a lot of interaction on your Facebook page, I would definitely say put a Facebook like. And if you have access to your core code, put in a Facebook send. One of the things that I wanted to do that I thought would just make our site really dynamic would be to put the Facebook comments option. I was able to create that in Facebook and the Facebook developers, but once again, I was not able to put that core code into our website for that to happen. If you're able to do that, basically you make every page that you want to put the comments on. So you create your news story, put your comments on there, the Facebook app, and then every person that comes to the page, if they're signed into Facebook, can comment on your story. So now every page is dynamic. If you want to do that with your, the one thing that I really wanted to do that on, the Facebook comments, was our majors pages. Because then people can go to your majors page, they can ask a question, and it's not filtered by those people in admissions or the people in marketing that want to say, you can't say that. Because to me, I want to be very transparent with the students that were coming in. And I would tell them, you know, okay, digital video, it's a very small program, but it's very active. They might only have 3 or 4 professors, but they're experts. They're winning film festivals. And we want our students to be able to say that because that's what they say on Facebook, so why not put it on your website? So that's my suggestion to you. If you have the access to your core content, put the comments and the send. If not, just put a Facebook like on there for the time being. Is there another question? Is there any questions from the ethers, Tim?
Well, Georgie is asking Elena what the best way is to embed your playlist, but I don't know.
She's asking Elena?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's already, it's already a third hand thing.
Okay. Well, once again, the YouTube playlist, it's a little bit complex to get to. Let me actually show you guys. I don't know, you might want to show her. I think I have a playlist of pancake tweet ups.
Yes.
All right, so once you go into your channel, if you just click on your little name at the top and go to, I think it's My Videos. And you go to playlists, and I want to choose this one. I'm a runner, by the way, so there's those fun things like that. And you click share, you get this fun little URL right here, and then you get your embed code. And once again, you can edit the width and the height. So right there, just create your playlist. If you don't know how to add videos to your playlist, if you, we'll go over here. And then it's add to new playlist. And we will get out of there so it doesn't seem like I'm promoting. Okay. Any other questions? Yes, ma'am.
Are you able to embed videos from other users, like you're a student that was abroad? How did you get the embed code from that?
If
it wasn't your channel, it was his channel.
The good thing about YouTube and most social media is you can embed almost anything that's out there. So let's see. Social media for the CEO. If you click on share, there's an embed code. And the same thing with the Flickr. You can do that. You can go to any playlist or any slideshow or set on Flickr, click share, and you can get the iframe. Anything else? All right. Well, I'm here till Wednesday afternoon. I'm Lane. If you want to catch me, I'll be more than happy to talk social media or websites with you guys.